The spokesman for the Buipe Traditional Council, Dr. Ahmed Jilapo, has blamed the Northern Regional Police Command for not showing concern about the recent clashes in Buipe in the northern region. He said four people are injured and not dead as reported in the media. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Dr. Jilapo said members of the Jilapo family suffered severely from the incident. He said the family has reported the attack to the District Police Command, but nothing has been done about it. Dr. Jilapo called on the command to act swiftly to ensure the security of the family.
Well, it's not any major clash. It's just a group of people, four guys who took the laws into their hands to attack an innocent civilian. We are being told that a group of people went to play a gongongong, which is not their responsibility to do that. I mean, any gongongong that is played in town is supposed to be under the instruction of the Bupira. So the Bupira sent a couple of people to the police station to report the issue because that was illegal. On their way back from the police station, they were attacked or ambushed by four people who are noted to be doing that. One, Tampo Urabawa, another Sidu Alfa, one Yakubu, and the fourth person, I don't know the name, but they ambushed them. They were shot as we speak. Two of them are in critical condition at the Tamale Hospital. But we are saying that, look, these things need to stop. Nobody can take the laws into his or her hands. If somebody misbehaves, that person should be apprehended. But as we speak, nothing has happened, and we are calling on the regional police command to make sure that anybody who misbehaves, the person should be apprehended.
Have you reported this incident to the police?
Yeah, the case has been reported to the police. As a matter of fact, they were coming from the police station when they were attacked. The case is with the police, but the police, as we speak, have done nothing about it. We are calling on the police to ensure that there's law and order. That's what we are calling for.
When did you report this incident to the police?
Yesterday, after the incident happened.
As at this time, you have not heard anything from them?
Nothing. Nobody.
But have you made any follow-up?
Yeah, we made follow-ups. This morning, we sent some. And as we speak, even the district police commander is out of town. The station officer is out of town. So there's nobody to act. So what we are saying is that a volatile place like Buipe, the law enforcement agencies have to keep their eye on the ball. Something needs to be done about it. It's not violence. It's a group of people who are noted to be misbehaving. And they are even in court for a similar incident where they attempted to kill somebody. But nothing is happening.
Do you know these people?
I know them. I know them. They are noted crooks in town. They are four who have been taking the laws into their hands. They attack a statue, right? The statue nearly died. The case, as we speak, is in court. They are on bail and they are still misbehaving. So we are calling on the law enforcement agent to make sure that whoever is misbehaving should be brought to book. This has nothing to do with chieftains. It's about a group of people taking the laws into their hands.
Yeah, so what you want to clear is that no one has died.
Nobody has died, but two people are in critical condition as we speak. I was told this morning that they are supposed to be sent to the theater for surgery. But Buipe is calm. People are going about their business. But this is how it happened.
Why do you think people will take the law into their own hands, even when we have security men in the area?
In every society, we have people who take the laws into their hands. It's natural. That is why we have mechanisms to address those issues. One of the mechanisms is that the police have to arrest anybody who takes the laws into their hands. You cannot shoot human beings in broad daylight, ambush them, and as we speak, nothing has happened. At least some people need to pick up.
Are you going to leave it as how it is now, or you still continue to put pressure on the police to act?
Well, I think the various stakeholders in our society, including the media, should start asking questions. I think the best thing for you to do is find out from the regional police commander or the district police commander what is going on, what actions have they taken. It seems they are doing investigations, but what is going on? Tell us something.
Spokesman for the Buipe Traditional Council, Dr. Ahmed Jilapo. Meanwhile, the Northern Regional Police Commander, DSP George Dufour, says there is an uneasy calm in Buipe. Speaking to Radio Ghana, DSP Dufour said the Regional Security Council has put in place measures to address the earlier unrest. He asked residents to remain calm while the police endeavor to maintain peace and order.
The situation there is normal, but there's an uneasy calm there.
What brought about this whole incident?
What brought about the incident was that Gongon beater from one faction, not from Jilapo faction, the other faction, was beating Gongon to announce to the people that they were observing the Damba festival from yesterday evening. And when they were beating the Gongon, The Gongonbita and the two others went to Jinapor's area and they were attacked. When they were attacked, the other two people managed to flee. But the other was subjected to severe beating. Thereafter, I learned Jinapor sent a note to be given to the police that there's a threat on their life, in the sense that the Gongonbita or whoever, some three people have threatened that there will be a bloodshed if anybody should go to the reservoir side to collect royalties on behalf of the Bupira. Which means they had beaten somebody before issuing this kind of note. Two others were sent to the police station. And when they were returning from the police station, there that the other side allegedly shot into their pickup and four people were wounded. So as we are speaking, three people are in critical condition. One from the other side, the one who was, I think, subjected to beating, and the two other from Jinapor's faction. Two have been discharged.
Do you know these people who attacked the other party you are talking about?
Their names are beginning to pop up.
And what has your office done about that?
You cannot arrest any person in a vacuum. You need to establish a fact, enough evidence, in order to... You cannot arrest anybody anyhow. There's nothing to worry about.
That was the Northern Regional Police Commander, DSP George Tufour.